With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. North of the border, the suspect in that Canadian school shooting identified now as 18-year-old Van Brutselaar, who first killed her mother and stepbrother at home, then went to a school and opened fire. She killed 7 people, wounded 25 more before she took her own life. Prime Minister Mark Carney says he's grateful for the heroes that went into the school.
I want to express my profound gratitude to the first responders, the RCMP officers who entered immediately that school, not knowing what awaited them, to the paramedics and medical staff at the Tumbler Ridge Health Center, to the teachers and the school staff who acted with extraordinary courage to protect the children in their care. In the darkest of moments, they showed the best of our country.
President Trump says Israel's prime minister and the U.S. will continue its nuclear talks with Iran. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with more on the story.
After meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu for more than 2 hours, the president said it was a very good meeting, but nothing definitive was reached. He wrote online that he insisted that negotiations with Iran continue to see whether or not a deal can be consummated. Netanyahu has long pushed for stronger U.S. action toward the Iranian regime, including a call for an end to all uranium enrichment. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Well, meanwhile, activists say the death toll from a crackdown over Iran's protest is now more than 7,000, but many more are feared dead, and the numbers will climb. Human rights activist news agency offered the latest figures Thursday. It had been accurate in counting deaths during previous rounds of unrest. This is SRN News. The Religious Liberty Commission is being sued. Michael Harrington explains why.
The complaint filed in federal court is that the commission set up by President Trump inside the Justice Department is biased toward Christianity. The plaintiffs include Muslim, Hindu, and interfaith groups. The Justice Department has released a statement saying the commission provides, quote, opportunities for Americans from all walks of life to share their testimonies, concerns, and recommendations to better support religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Olympic flame isn't the only symbol of triumph on display at the Winter Games in Italy. The cross of the athletes arriving at the site, it's been set up at a local church. English artist John Cornwall used 15 pieces of wood from continents all around the world to make the cross, which made its grand debut in London in 2012. The cross travels to host cities for both the Summer and Winter Games. This is SRN News. National Basketball Association handing out suspensions following a huge brawl.
Detroit Pistons center Isaiah Stewart was suspended 7 games by the NBA on Wednesday, while 3 other players were also penalized for their roles in a fight during a game between the Pistons and Charlotte Hornets on Monday. The league says it was based in part on his, quote, repeated history of unsportsmanlike acts, end quote. Hornets forwards Miles Bridges and Musa Diabate were each suspended 4 games for fighting and escalating the altercation. Piston center Jalen Duren got 2 games for initiating the altercation and fighting. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Story with a happy ending. A rescued manatee recovering at SeaWorld Orlando after crews pulled it from a Florida storm drain. City worker in Melbourne's beach had spotted the 400-pound male stuck during a storm drain survey. More details, srnnews.com.